Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you. And you know, so much of the Browns' preseason focus was on the look of their new offense, the West Coast, or is it the North Coast? But every bit as critical is the look of their new defense, the 4-3 scheme that Dick Geron is overseeing. And one of the major challenges facing the Browns in Sunday's opener against the Bengals is dealing with an offense that is very likely to do a lot of pounding on the ground with Cedric Benson and their other running backs. Browns coach Pat Shurmur talked with the media today about how he thinks his defense can hold up against the run.
I think if we play sound in our gaps, if we attack the line of scrimmage, and if everybody, you know, defending the run is a team thing. You know, typically teams will run zone plays and they'll run it to the right and the thing can cut back to the left or it can spill out, you know. And so I think there needs to be discipline. You need to have guys on the line of scrimmage defeating their blocks. And you need linebackers that are filling in the right spots, as well as the second level or the third level, the safeties. And so, you know, stopping the run, I think, is a team thing. And we cover the gaps a little bit different than you do in the 3-4. But if executed properly, we should be able to do the same thing.
Now, we're going to drill much more into the matchups of this game throughout this show, and I'll even give you a sneak peek tomorrow night's edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A very special roundtable discussion that we're very excited about launching. We're going to have Doug Deacon. We're going to have Tom Withers from Associated Press. And I'll tell you, and I'm thrilled to have those guys, but I'm especially thrilled that the one and only Jimmy Donovan will be with us as well as part of this four-man roundtable that we're going to talk about that game and really drill into it. But we'll be doing that, of course, tonight. Ask Vic, our mailbag. We reach into that on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you post your questions to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages. And Daniel, via Facebook, asks, which receiver, not including the tight ends, is going to emerge as the go-to guy, and why do you think so? Daniel, I'm going with Greg Little. I think Greg Little is a dynamic talent. And I think he's the most dynamic talent at that receiver position on this team, and he could be something very special in this league. And he's an interesting guy. We've heard, I think that was the way he was described by Pat Shurmur, as a personality. Yeah, we saw the guy punt the ball into the stands of a game in that preseason game. Not so bright thing to do, but I think he hopefully has grown up and learned a little from that. But his talent is special, and he's someone that I think right away has developed a comfort zone with Colt McCoy and vice versa. And you got the makeup when you see that size and that speed and that athleticism, all the things you want to see from the type of receiver that plays in this West Coast offense, be a nice complement to those tight ends. So there's my pick for that particular thing that you're looking for. Who's the go-to guy? Chad via Facebook. What type of strategy is the defense going to use against the new look Bengals offense, man or zone? Chad, I would expect a combination. I would expect that Dick Geron, facing a rookie quarterback, Andy Dalton, is going to mix things up. He's going to try to twist that kid's brain into a pretzel. You know, let him look in that secondary and not know what he's seeing. I would suspect most times you're going to see a lot of zone. You're going to see coverages that have people in coverage that force this kid to hold the ball a little bit longer because he's going to have more, you know, a lot of crowd out there, a lot of crowded secondary to look at, and not maybe find his first or his second options as quickly as he would prefer, as the Bengals would prefer, and that consequently allows the pass rush to get some heat. But again, as I stressed at the top, I think this is going to be a run-dominated offense that's going to try to protect this kid, which is why the Browns' defense, that run defense, is really going to be taxed to come up with a big game in that opener. Everybody will on the Browns side, but I think that especially. Hey, every night we post a poll question. Our official Facebook page, we post a poll question. Tonight is, which Browns player are you targeting for your fantasy football team? We know a lot of you have gotten those down, locking those fantasy teams down, because the season kicks off tonight, of course, in Green Bay with the Packers and the Saints. So which Browns player are you targeting for your fantasy team? Peyton Hillis, Colt McCoy, Greg Little, a defense, which, you know, the Browns defense, or another player or aspect of this team? Let us know about that. Let us know why when you do that on our poll. All right. In a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation with CBS's analyst Solomon Wilcots. He's assigned to Sunday's game. He's going to be working with Kevin Harlan, who'll do the play-by-play, former Bengal, and he's got a lot of thoughts on this game coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Fort and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows."
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Hey, man, a lot of football this weekend. Want to go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tailgating? What's that?
Glad you asked. Long ago, I dreamed of a place where I could pour cold beer down my face. Now that wish has come true, and I can't wait to invite you, because I'm going tailgating.
He's going tailgating.
A place where I can watch football day long.
Tell me more.
They taste like freedom fried, and there are screens from side to side with every single game in town. There's no reason to frown, cause we're going tailgating, a place where we can watch football all day long.
Let's grab a cold beer.
We're going tailgating all day long.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Visit the newly remodeled locations in Strongsville and Medina.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Intermount northbound at East 9th, accident right lane is blocked. 71 northbound around West 65th. They've had some flooding there, so be careful going through. 71 southbound is slowing down from West 25th to Bagley. 90 westbound heavy from 490 over to McKinley. You are going to find 77 southbound back in between 490 and 480. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Fort and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. In a little bit, we're going to be talking with a former Bengal, Solomon Wilcots, who works for CBS. We're going to have another former Bengal, their former head coach, a little later in the show. Yep, a man you loved to hate. Sam Weish, you have got to stick around to hear that one. Hey, Sunday's game against the Bengals is presented by PNC Bank, a proud sponsor of your Cleveland Browns. Be sure to stop by the PNC Bank branch in Strongsville for a tailgate party and help us kick off the 2011 Browns football season. The party includes complimentary food and beverages, huh? Fun Browns games and activities. I mean, I could just stop right there. Complimentary food and beverages. But on top of that, Browns games, activities. The party is tomorrow, September 9th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Pleased to welcome to the show now Solomon Wilcox, analyst for CBS's coverage of Sunday's game with the Bengals. And Solomon will be paired with Kevin Harlan, who will be handling the play-by-play. Solomon, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Vic. As always, good to be back to football. I'm happy about it.
Oh, me too, my friend. Absolutely. And kicking it off in style here with AFC North rivals, cross-state rivals. Of course, you being a former Bengal, it's even personal to you to that extent. But give me your take on what Bengals versus Browns means to you.
Well, I still remember going back to my days when I played in Cincinnati in 1987. I was a rookie, and Paul Brown was still alive then. He owned the team, and you remember he's the only guy to start two NFL franchises, the one in Cleveland. The Browns are named after him, and, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals. And we all know about the story of his departure there when Art Modell fired him, and he came back into the NFL as the owner and head coach of the Bengals. And even years after he was done coaching, this rivalry burned deep inside of him, and he impressed upon all of the players how important this rivalry was and how important winning the Cleveland Brown game was to him. And in those days, that's when Marty Schottenheimer was there and Bernie Kosar, and Ernest Biner, Kevin Mack, Webster Slaughter, Ozzie Newsome. They had great teams. So it was a real battle of Ohio, and that's what I remember is that. We laid it all on the line, and that was what football was all about. The games meant a lot, and you really poured your heart out in this rivalry and this matchup. And I think those things are still being taught. At least I know in the Bengals building, they still have an axe to grind.
Solomon, when we look at these two teams, and of course our focus always wants to go to quarterbacks and very interesting quarterbacking stories with Colt McCoy and the Browns entering his first full season as a starter, second year in the league. But Andy Dalton is a rookie starting for the Bengals. Yet when I think of this game, and the more I break it down, and tell me what you're seeing in your breakdown of it, two teams that could get pretty physical here as well, with Peyton Hillis at running back for the Browns and Cedric Benson for the Bengals. And I'm thinking the Bengals want to try to pound that football to protect Andy Dalton at all costs.
Well, I totally agree, Vic. Anytime you have two young quarterbacks, particularly to start the season, both quarterbacks, and even though Colt's no longer a rookie, this is his first game in a very new system run by their head coach, Pat Shurmur. So the same is true for Andy Dalton. What do you do to protect those young quarterbacks in a new system? You pound the running game, particularly when you have a Peyton Hillis who's capable of wearing down a defense, getting stronger as the fourth quarter and the game wears on. Same with Sed Benson. It's going to be about the run defense that can hold up the best to force teams into third and long and put the pressure on the young quarterback.
And as you look at this Browns defense, Dick Geron, of course, the new defensive coordinator, playing this 4-3 scheme, which really, at least the history of it as I've seen it and the history of it as Dick Geron has run it, has been, you know, quicker, athletic guys, speed to the ball, try to make plays, swarm to the football. Is that conducive in your mind to also being able to hold up against the power running attack?
Certainly in a 4-3 front. Certainly with the two first and second round picks. They're rookies, but they're pretty good. And Phil Taylor and Jabril Sheard. Both guys are really good football players. And maybe that's where the game is won. You have young guys, and hopefully they can hold up over four quarters. I think this is going to be a testament of wills. Remember, many of the coaches I've talked to anyway, Vic, have complained that, hey, the conditioning is not what we're accustomed to it being going into our first game, considering we had no OTAs, no mini camps, and the abbreviated training camp. Maybe the young legs, the younger players, are in better shape than maybe the veteran guys. Mm. As you well know, you get 30 years old, and you don't last as long. So it's going to be interesting to see who wears down and whose defense can hold up over the course of a four-quarter football game.
CBS Sports analyst Solomon Wilcott's joining us here. He'll be part of the call Sunday with Kevin Harlan of the Browns-Bengals game. As you study your videotape of this game and look at Colt McCoy and the progress that you see from him last year to now, what are you seeing, Sully?
Well, I could tell you, when he came out of Texas, maybe like other people, because he wouldn't have gone in the third round if we all thought he was going to be this good. I didn't think he was going to be this good, and I did his first game last year against Pittsburgh, and I was blown away. I came away from that game convinced that this guy is a Drew Brees-like quarterback in the making. And I do know he took his lumps last year, but what I've seen this year is he's very accurate. He's mobile enough to move around and buy time and extend plays for the receivers to get open. He's poised. He's unflappable. He's smart. He can read defenses. If you blitz him, I think he's even better. And, boy, does he know how to find the tight ends in this offense, which tells me he's smarter than what most people think, because those guys are bigger targets. They provide easier throws. I'm seeing him, even in this first year in this offense, be more cerebral in his approach and reading defenses, and he's got complete command of what he's doing when he's come out of the huddle. I'm really impressed with Colt McCoy. I think he can be a really good one.
I'll never ask someone who's doing a call of a game on TV or radio to make a prediction. Not fair to ever do that. And you already got a strike against you as a former Bengal with
That's
the Browns
right.
fans.
That's right.
But I do want to ask you this, Sally. How do you envision the game unfolding? What's your expectation for Sunday?
My expectation is that the Cleveland Browns, I think, are going to be much sharper on offense. As you mentioned, they've got the best running game. They've got Peyton Hillis. I am concerned with Steiny, with Eric Steinbach being out, whether it's Pinkston or Artis Hicks. I just would have believed that if Steiny's in there between Alex Mack and Joe Thomas, then that really is enough to tilt the scale. And I just think Colt McCoy is going to be more poised than Andy Dalton. I just think that the players around him are going to be more poised. I just think the Bengals offense, given all they're young and they're talented, I think they're going to be really good one day. But in their first NFL game, when they don't know what to expect, with all the pomp and circumstance of opening day and 9/11, I just think it could be a little bit too much. And the fact that Cleveland is going to have that crowd rocking, it's going to be – that's how I think the game is going to go down. I really believe the running game and the balance that Colt McCoy brings to the table and an experienced secondary now. Mm-hmm. For the Cleveland Browns. I like the secondary. And against the young, brand-new, green-behind-the-ears type quarterback, I think it could be a little bit too much.
Great stuff. He is Solomon Wilcott, paired with Kevin Harlan on Sunday's coverage of Browns-Bengals. Sally, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me, Vic, and look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. All right. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Have a passion for health and fitness? Rather be in the gym than an office? Change lives by sharing that passion. Stotzenberger College is introducing a new program designed just for you, personal fitness training. Join them as they launch this exciting new program this fall. Now is the time to make your dreams come true. Fall enrollment ends October 14th. Call Stotzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everyone is talking about. For information about the college, graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery GI Bill.
At Liberty Mutual, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents to speak to an agent today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now, 800-661-0600.
Hey, we thank you for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, do not fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows, and this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 energy tax credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point them out, or get them out of here? You don't live in Cleveland. Get in and get
them. December 10th, 1989, the place, Riverfront Stadium, Cincinnati, and you certainly know that voice belonging to the one and only Sam Wyche, the Bengals coach at the time. And yes, he is on the line with us now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me here. I'm pretty safe on the phone, right?
I can't guarantee you that, but you might be down there in Pickens, South Carolina. I won't give out any addresses.
I'm in the Windows Protection Program down here. The only people down here in Pickens County are the ones waiting for the buffet line to open up. So, you know, that's it.
Beautiful. Well, Sam, I know you are a champion of great causes. And one of them is the Meals on Wheels down there in Pickens, which needs all the help it can get. And you and I had a chance to talk before this appearance, and really the driving force behind you coming aboard with us, besides the fact that I know we've known each other a long time, is that we want to maybe make a little call out here, right? I mean, Browns fans, let's face it, a lot of them frankly hate you. So I know,
but most of them, you know, most of the Browns fans are just filthy rich. Let's just face it. Money means nothing to them.
Okay.
And they're very generous. We know that. That's a bouquet. I threw that out.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, my thought was that I know that a lot of them don't like, I mean, most of it was in good competitive spirit of the game. We'll give everybody that back door, but
wait, it really wasn't just an insult to Cleveland. It was meant in a good way.
No, I would have done that to any town. I didn't. I'm not partial to anybody, but honestly, I don't even know why I did that. When I went across, if you remember the week before that game happened in Denver, there was a snowball thrown right at the placement of a field goal, and Jim Tunney was the official out there in those days, and they missed the field goal, and he let them re-kick because of the interference.
Yeah.
And so the commissioner had sent a notice out that week saying, "Don't, you know, let's don't let this get out of hand."
Right.
Well, our PA announcer was on the sideline in those days. I think probably the only one left at that time that operated that way. And so we had some snowballs thrown. We were playing Seattle, and we had some snowballs thrown in the field because they disagreed with the call. And I went over to, I think it was Jerry Martbright, was officiating that game, and said, "If you want me to, you know, say something to quiet this down, I'll be happy to do it." And he said, "That'd be great. We'd just do it." And on the way across the field to the microphone is when I got my foot wedged in my mouth somehow, and I couldn't get it out. And then that's when, if you see anybody throw anything on the field, point them out.
Yeah.
Get them out of here. You live in Cincinnati. You don't live in Cleveland. Yeah, and I don't know why I said that. I could have picked, you know, Toledo.
infamous words nonetheless. But here's the thing. We want to do something really good. We want to make something good of this, which is the following. And you can lead us from here. But basically, people, you know, their level of dislike for you. I won't use the word hate. Hate's too strong a word. Their level of dislike for Sam Weiss, if they're carrying grudges this far and long, and I'm got a feeling, Coach, they probably do here in Cleveland, they can maybe put their money where their dislike is, right? And pledge some money to help this Meals on Wheels cause in Pickens, South Carolina. How do they do that, Coach?
Well, just recall, if you're one of those that was just a person that's just like as described, and you booed me good or gave me down the country really hard, think back on how good it felt once you got that boo out, you know, once you got that scream out, and see if you can put a price tag on it, whatever you think that boo was worth. Send that amount of money to the Pickens, or actually, you don't even have to say that, just Meals on Wheels. There are Meals on Wheels all over the country, but if you send it to Meals on Wheels, Post Office Box 184, Pickens, like Slim Pickens, P-I-C-K-E-N-S, South Carolina, 29641, and then just say, "This is for the Sam Weich Food Fight Bowl. We're having a game Friday night, this September the 9th.
Right.
And the game is between two arch rivals here in our county outside of Greenville, South Carolina, near the Blue Ridge Mountains, where I live now.
Yep.
And the school that raises the most money gets to the rotating trophy. And the school that wins the game actually gets another trophy that it has a little unique feature to it. Is I took the top off of my NFL Coach of the Year award in 1988. This was before I you know, ruined my career by saying what I said. But the Coach of the Year award, there are several of them given, but I won some of them that year. We went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And we took the top off of it, put it on a new base, and the winner of the game between Pickens High School and Easley High School, a seven-mile-away rival, puts that in their trophy case for a year.
Nice.
And but the main thing is we're trying to raise money for Meals on Wheels. And Meals on Wheels, for those that don't know, is 5 days a week, every week of the year. We in Pickens County have over 400 volunteers that drive their own cars, pay for their own gas, and knock on a door to a shut-in who can't go out and get lunch, take them a warm meal, and check on them. Mainly, as much as anything else, they just check on them, make sure they're okay, they haven't fallen, or they haven't left the stove on or anything like that. And they'll have 10 or 12 in their route, and that's what we're raising money for. So if that boo really can be priced out for us, that'd be terrific. Send that money to Post Office Box 184, Pickens, South Carolina, 29641.
Yeah, and if you want to do it online as well, I'll read them the address. That's, of course, www.pcmow.org/contribute. Okay, pcmow.org/contribute. You want to donate to a great cause, and we appreciate that and the great work you do. We are visiting with Sam Weich, former coach of the Bengals. So, Sam, talk about this great cross-state rivalry with the Browns, your memories of playing in Cleveland through the years.
Oh, man. I was one of the original Bengals as a player in 1968. Paul Brown, the legendary Paul Brown, and much loved, I hope, in Cleveland, because he sure loves Cleveland. And all of Cuyahoga County up there. But Paul would let us know in very subtle but very sure ways that this was an important ball game, more important than others, just by the nature of the in-state rivalry. And I can remember that when I was a player, we would, you know, get it when we played in Cleveland, we'd get off the plane, we'd get on a bus, and we would never go to the hotel. We'd always go to the stadium. And Paul would take us in the stadium. This is the old stadium, of course. And we, as a team, all of us would have to go in there. And he said the same thing every year that we were there, all 3 years I was there. We'd get in there and he'd say, I want you to see this cavernous place we're going to play. And Paul had a way of kind of exhaling at the end of a sentence when he really felt emotional about something. He said, right over there is where Otto Graham threw the touchdown pass that won the game against the Giants or something. And this is where Jimmy Brown ran this play. And this is where you're going to be tomorrow. And the tradition continues and you have to hold up your end of the bargain. And this is a cavernous place. And his voice would drop, would exhale. Wow. But he was he made it important, and obviously it became important to us too as a result.
No, that's that great stuff. That is that is tremendous stuff, and takes people way back. Now to 2011, the Bengals enter this game with a rookie quarterback, Andy Dalton, starting, and of course it's not the situation this team would have preferred. You know, of course Carson Palmer would be the guy they'd want in there, but Palmer doesn't seem to want any part of this Bengals team or any part of $11 million-plus dollars that he would collect, I guess, to be a part of this team. So your thoughts in general about just how disruptive it is to kind of be forced to go with this young guy probably sooner than they want to.
Well, in the early ball games are going to be more telling than the games later in the year when he does get some experience, but the fact that there was a lockout and there was the off-season, the OTAs, off-season training activities were curtailed is another negative in terms of getting a young quarterback ready, in terms of getting an offense ready, because they all, the quarterback's sitting there with the ball in his hand, so everybody knows that he's a key player in this thing. But the rest of the team, of course, takes their instructions from him in the huddle when he calls the play, at the line of scrimmage when he calls the snap count. And then he's got to make, within about a 3 to 3.5 second period of time, a decision on passing plays, who to throw the ball to and where to throw the ball and whether to lay it off to somebody else. All of that takes time. There's a period of trial and error that every player, I don't care how great you can say a certain guy became, he went through this period of time where he made mistakes, learned from them. And then the great players, the difference between a great player and a good player, is the great players don't make the same mistake twice. They may make another mistake, but they generally learn from the mistake. They rarely repeat it, and they just keep getting a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better, and pretty soon they're better than their rivals. I doubt you'll see that on day one with Andy Dalton or any young quarterback, just not in the cards, but I think the Bengals think they have a guy that down the road will be okay.
Sam Weish, the former Bengals coach, our guest here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Browns have a young quarterback of their own, as you know, Sam, in Colt McCoy, his second season in the NFL. And you also know the Mike Holmgren approach. You went up against him, certainly in your time in this league, that West Coast scheme that they've installed here. How do you see this all working out in year two of the Holmgren regime in Cleveland?
Well, number one, I love McCoy. I did in college. I think he's going to be outstanding player. So I just like him. I just like his charisma. I like his style. I like his attitude from what I hear at practice and in meetings, as well as on the field during game day. But Mike Holmgren will play this as he always has throughout his career, and that is making sure that you don't put a guy in a situation where he has a high percentage chance of looking bad. You put him in a position where he's got better than a 50-50 chance of looking good. And it means that if during practice a play is just not coming along, that play won't be called during the game. And Mike will keep Colt McCoy and the rest of the offense out of those troubling situations. Now, the way the defense counters that, of course, is to appear not to be in a problem, not to be a problem for the offense, and then blitz out of that safety look.
Mm-hmm.
So that chess game will go on, and with young players, that's probably as big a hurdle to get over, and that is the pre-snap reading of the body language. A defense will talk to you. Their body language. If you look out at the corner, the fans can do this Sunday. You look out at the cornerbacks, the defensive halfbacks. If they're standing outside of the wide receiver with what's called outside technique, and they're bending at the waist, and their head is going into the quarterback and back to the receiver in and back, they're probably in a zone defense. If they're standing on an inside technique, just inside the position of the wide receiver, and they're bending at the knees, not at the waist. The waist benders are more casual. Mm-hmm. They just have an area to cover. They don't have to run all the way across the field as they do in man-to-man coverage. So when they bend at the knees, they're in that starting block. They're in there ready to run in case the guy runs across the field. You know you've got man-to-man. Well, shoot, if I'm a quarterback and I know the defense before the snap of the ball, my odds go way up of completing a pass.
Sure.
That comes with experience. It's something you can't consciously say to yourself, you see. It's something that you just digest and compute, and then you extrapolate how the play's going to look, and bang, it works.
How about the state of the game? To the extent that we have a new collective bargaining agreement, as you know, that wiped out the two-a-day practices and training camp, that was a pretty radical difference there, and then only 14 days of padded practices are going to be allowed through this entire regular season. I'm just highlighting those two points, but your general sense of where the game is, but in particular, you know, with some of these new rules in place.
Yeah, you mean 14 days during the regular preseason?
No, actually the regular season. That's it. You get 14 padded practices the whole season.
Okay, well. Yeah. So, which will work out to be about one a week.
Yep. Were,
later in the year, they won't use them because they will have been through it so many times. I honestly don't know that you need to do that. If you have to prove somewhere into the season that a guy is tough enough to make a tackle or run through a tackle, you have done a very good job of scouting the team, you know, before you decided who the final roster is going to be. So those things are really, you do it to keep them tough, to keep the physical mindset, but it's not necessary to keep the technique strong. They can work on technique on dummies. They can work on technique where they don't need pads because they're padded dummies and they're not going to injure themselves.
Right.
And they can work on, their assignments and their timing without the full pads and without the full contact. So I don't think you lose much. I'll tell you, Vic, my last 5 years in the league, one with Cincinnati and then 4 years with Tampa Bay as a head coach, I never had two-a-day practices. I had walkthroughs in the mornings, and we practiced in the afternoon or the evening in full pads. And that's where we got it. It was one-a-day practices. And then, of course, you had meetings getting ready to and installing for the next day's activities. And we were ready to play. You don't have to get a team at that level, ready to hit. They got there because they've already shown that they're ready to hit.
Yeah, you're pretty well ahead of the curve with that. And I think, you know, when I hear constantly that this is a pass-driven league, a quarterback-driven NFL, Sam, I think of guys like yourself and your history. And I would say that you never saw it as anything but a quarterback-driven league, a pass-driven league. I mean, that defined you as a coach.
Well, the quarterback is super important. I mean, if you're in the passing game, obviously he's the one throwing the ball unless you've got some kind of a trick play maybe. But he's the passer. He's got to make those decisions. He's got to get you out of trouble before the snap of the ball on many occasions. If the blitz is coming and going to blow a play up, he's got to get you into a play that's safer. But even on the running plays, his carrying out a fake will freeze a safety, for example, just another step until he's sure he's found the ball, and that may be just enough to get an angle and create a long run versus a short run by a running back. So the quarterback's important, you know, with his ball handling, his faking, when he hands the ball off, and then, of course, when he pretends to hand the ball off and pulls it back and they have the play-action pass,
right,
where you can maybe bait a linebacker or a defensive back out of position to get a receiver open. That's all quarterbacking. Now, a quarterback can't do it by himself. That's why it bugs the fire out of me to see anybody enter the end zone and then turn around and show them, you know, show their jersey to the stands. 10 other guys help them do it, the blockers and the receivers that run the right routes. And even the receivers that don't get the ball, they create the open throw.
Sam, do you become, what kind of a, say, a fan are you now in, to the extent of any rooting interest? I mean, are the Bengals still very near and dear to your heart as a former player and coach there, but you also spent some time with Tampa Bay, a very interesting team to say the least, on you know, up and coming. How do you sit there on a Sunday, and what's your mindset?
Well, actually, for the last 3 years, I've become a loyal Browns fan, and I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. But,
way to sell it, buddy. Nice. Nice.
You're not buying that?
Well, yeah, I'll buy it. I don't know if our listeners will, but go ahead. Go for it.
You know what I have become, honestly? I have become a fan. I don't look at the game, I'd say I don't, but I don't follow the injury reports, and I don't follow real closely a trade or who's starting or who beat somebody out. I just sit down on a Sunday afternoon, and I'll watch the ball game. I guess I do still have the coaching instinct of not following the ball. You know, most fans, when you watch a game on TV, mainly because the close-up is on the quarterback who's got the ball, but I don't watch the ball. I watch the guards. You want to really do something that's fun on Sunday afternoon, is just watch the two guards, the two guys on the line of scrimmage beside the center. If they back up at the snap of the ball, there's a pass coming. If they fire out, there's a run coming. If they pull, ball's probably going in the direction that they pull, unless you happen to have a counter where the quarterback's going to keep it. So the guards tell you what's about to happen, and in the blink of an eye, you can, right at the snap, you can figure that out, and then you can go back and find the ball or find a linebacker to see what kind of coverage he's going to get. And you can start to really see all 22 players rather than just the one guy with the ball in his hands. More fun.
No, it absolutely is. Well, we appreciate, it was very fun to visit with you, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us here. And we know it's a great cause that you're working on behalf of down there in Pickens, South Carolina, and we hope to visit with you again.
I wish you'd call me back, because I've got three friends down here. You'd be surprised at how many people I turn off. It is unbelievable. I mean, it's just so annoying. But I'm working on that. I'm really working on that. I just keep taking my medicine.
Keep on your meds. Sam, thank you so much, my friend.
All right, Vic. Thank you.
That is Sam Wyche, former head coach of the Bengals, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
With WatchESPN.com and the WatchESPN app, you get ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, and more live on your computer, iPhone, and iPad thingies. It's all the sports you want to watch, wherever you are. Wander on over to WatchESPN.com or download the WatchESPN app pronto. Available with Time Warner Cable.
College football is here, and Time Warner Cable and ESPN have you covered all season long. Catch all the action on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, ESPNU online or on the go with WatchESPN.com and the WatchESPN app for Android and Apple devices. Switch to Time Warner Cable today and access the ESPN networks live anywhere. Sign up for Time Warner Cable digital TV and Roadrunner broadband for as low as $89.90 per month.
Call 1-800-TW-CABLE today. Limited time offer. New residential customers only. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Evan Moore, and you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, as the tight end said, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Cleveland Browns single-game tickets are going fast, so purchase your tickets before it's too late, including the upcoming Cleveland Browns versus Miami Dolphins matchup on Sunday, September 25th, 1 p.m., presented by the Cleveland Clinic. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today.
We're so happy to kick off another new feature here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It is our historical look at each opponent, so we are going to take a look at the history of the Browns-Bengals rivalry, and no one better to help us do that than our resident historian, Steve King. Steve, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, Vic. This is quite an operation in here. I don't know if you can call it an overflow room anymore.
No, that's what it used to be. I know a lot of interns worked in here, and we've converted it into a studio. Now, Steve, and people should know this about you. You make tremendous contributions to us from a media standpoint. The written work you do on clevelandbrowns.com, that's great. That gives historical insights there. Stuff you do on our television platform as well. And what a lot of people might not know but should know is that you also conduct stadium tours, and you provide great insight. You're a wealth of knowledge on those. So people who want to be part of those, they can call 440-824-3361 or email tours@clevelandbrowns.com. You have a lot of fun with those, don't you?
Oh, those, we've had a riot. When they first proposed it to me, I was scared to death. What was I going to say? And it just kind of came to me out of the blue, and we've had a lot of fun with that. I had a good time.
Yeah, if you want your breakdown of Browns history and ins and outs, he is the man to do that. And that's why he's here with us. So let's talk about this Browns-Bengals series, Steve, and the fact that people look upon this, of course, cross-state rivalry makes it a natural divisional rivalry. To the extent that when we think about the Browns and we think about biggest rivals like the Steelers, fact of the matter is the Bengals really have had that role of prominence for a longer period, have they not?
Oh, you know, back in the day, you know, when the previous ownership was here, I mean, that was the game that he wanted, Art Modell wanted more than any other. The Steelers were big, but he was friends with all the Rooneys. He and Paul Brown weren't exactly on the same page, and it was the same way with Paul Brown. He wanted the Cleveland game more than any other, and it was personal, and it was that way as long as those two guys were involved in the series.
And share the story, because Paul Brown, after being fired as the coach of the Browns, there might have been a little bit of spite behind the idea of going over and then taking over the Cincinnati Bengals, was there not?
And getting in the same division, yeah. And almost copying the colors. And if you look at the early Bengals uniforms, they almost looked identical to the Browns. So there was a lot there. And you talk to the old timers down at Cincinnati, and they'll tell you, Cleveland week, things got everything, the ship got buttoned up a little tighter, and everything got very serious.
Real good story you have about Sam Rutigliano and Art Modell, of course, the former Browns owner, on the bus heading from the team hotel to Riverfront Stadium. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, Sam was on the bus, and Art got on, and Sam was sitting in the owner's seat, and Art was kind of taken aback by that, so he sat in the seat behind him, and They're kind of, you know, very quiet on the bus. This is 1980, and they need to win at Cincinnati to win the division championship and right. go to the playoffs, cardiac kid season. And Art puts his hand on and says, Sam, I want to tell you that no matter what happens here today, this has been a great season. We've had a lot of good things happen. You know, the town is, you know, revolving around the Browns again. The city's electric. We sold more season tickets than we have in X number of years. And I just want you to know, again, no matter what happens here today, you know, it's been a great season. And Sam looks at him and says, baloney. Only he didn't say baloney. says, who's the guy up in the box today? That's Paul Brown. He says, you fired him. Who's the guy in the sidelines today? That's Forrest Gray. You fired him, too. He says, look. He says, let's cut right to the chase. He says, I know and you know that you want this game more than you want life itself. He says, those guys would want nothing better than to beat you and derail you. They've been out of the race since Halloween, but if they can win this game today, it gives them a little sense of pride going into the offseason. He says, don't give me this stuff about it's been a great season and we don't need to win. He says, I know the truth. And Art kind of looked at him and sat back down and kind of shook his head. You're right. And went down there, and it was a great game. Went right down to the end. In fact, it ended the game with the Bengals on the Browns' 14-yard line and Ron Bolton actually laying on top of Steve Kreider.
Oh, man. Oh, that's an awesome story. Steve King joining us for our weekly, during the regular season, historical look at each opponent and the rivalry with the Browns. 1995, now that was the last game the original Browns played in Cleveland, right? The December 17th, 1995. And it does just seem fitting that was against the Bengals.
Yeah, obviously when the schedule was made up, none of that was known. But it really kind of was fitting. And I remember even Mike Brown said that the week of the game and said that even after the game and both teams were out of the race. And he said he was almost happy that the Browns had won because, you know, that's where his roots were and that they needed to get, you know, leave town with that win, kind of give the fans something to hold on to. Because you got to remember at that time, you know, once that season ended, there was no guarantee that the Browns were coming back. All that was to be decided in the next several months after the season ended. But an odd game, an eerie game, blackened ads over top in the score in the stadium there. Yeah, and yeah. I remember Casey Coleman and Doug Deacon doing the games, and they were recruiting just about anybody who would want to fill in a little bit of time and do an interview because all the ads were taken off the radio station. So, I mean, when they went on at 1 o'clock, they talked nonstop till four or whenever the game was over. Wow. So, you know, the hot dog vendor, the guy who, you know, brought his girlfriend for the third time in section 32, you know, come on down, tell us your story. We need to fill some time here.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, that's incredible. And so it, you know, that would be sort of an ending. Mm-hmm. We have a beginning coming up Sunday to the extent that you have the Pat Shurmur coaching era. You have first full season of Colt McCoy as a quarterback and just such a tone setting element to this game. So I would think in circa 2011, this Browns-Bengals rivalry would be every bit a game would be every bit as special as the others throughout this rivalry.
Yeah, and you know, people, you know, there's 16 games, and people look upon, well, that's just one game. But the first game of the year, and I know what they all count as just one, kind of sets the tone. And back through history, a lot of times these teams have opened against one another, and the team that has won a lot of times has gone on and had a successful season, while the team that has lost has struggled. And these early games between these two teams have really been tone setters, and it's a game in the division. And, you know, it's a game that you point to. It's a game that if you want to win, you got to win in the division. So, you know, you got the Bengals, you got to win. If you're the Bengals, you got the Browns, you have to win.
Great stuff, Steve. We appreciate it very much. And we'll do this again next week when we talk about the Browns versus the Colts.
Thanks a lot, Vic. It's been a great time here with you.
All right, much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick. Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from The Tonight Show and Late Night with David Letterman, stand-up comedian Mitch Fattell. Come see Mitch Fattell this Thursday through Sunday at The Improv, located right next to Shooters on the west bank of the flats. Mitch Fattell, his DVDs, Muffins and Miniskirts and Super Retardo, sold over 4 million copies. Mitch Fattell, you've seen him on Comedy Central Presents and The Howard Stern Show. Now come see him live and in person at The Improv. Call 696-IMPROV. That's 696-4677 for tickets to see the hilariously funny Mitch Fattell.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
So why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Hey, guys. Three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I've heard LB talking about Sunnyside Audi and decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. On the Browns injury front, offensive tackle Tony Pachos returns to practice on a limited basis with that ankle injury. Time to give you the results of our daily poll question, which comes via Browns official Facebook page. The question, which Browns player are you targeting for your fantasy football team and why? The choices were Peyton Hillis, Colt McCoy, Greg Little, the defense, or other? Well, pretty overwhelmingly, 68% of you said Peyton Hillis. Yep, in fantasy football, it is about the running backs, right? And especially a guy who I think, besides the rushing yards, he'll get a chance to catch the ball in this West Coast offense quite a bit. Nicholas comments, Colt has what it takes, but he has to prove it before I pass on Brady, etc. And then Patricia saw Peyton at training camp 2010 and said, who is this guy? Well, no one's saying that anymore. Oh, yeah. Blue says, Hillis is a beast. Nice. All right. From our Ask Vic mailbox, Jonathan, without an amazing free safety, how do you think the Browns are going to be able to contain the deep pass? You know, Jonathan, I'm not sure the Browns, we're going to conclude that they don't have an amazing guy back there. Mike Adams, Usama Young coming back from injury, but Mike Adams in there, I think between the two of them, you might have solid. Solid might be good enough, or maybe one of them will be amazing. Thanks to Solomon Wilcott, Sam Weish, Steve King, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Ribelli, Dave DiNatale, Will Burge. Hey, fewer than 3 days to go before the opener. We'll be back here tomorrow to talk more about it on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.